This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and the Netherlands are working together to build a trusted, transparent and future-ready supply chain to address global disruptions amid what he described as a decade of disasters marked by multiple crises. Addressing a community program in The Hague, Netherlands, as part of his five-nation tour, PM Modi said that the world is facing a series of unprecedented challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic, ongoing conflicts, and an emerging energy crisis. He cautioned that the failure to address these challenges swiftly could reverse global development gains and push large sections of the population into poverty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also underlined India's growing global role, describing the country as a land of opportunities in the 21st century that is driven by both technology and human values.
21st sadi ka Bharat avsaron ki bhumi hai. Bharat technology driven bhi hai aur humanity driven bhi hai. Bharat jitna ancient hai utna hi modern ban raha hai. Aur viksit Bharat ki journey mein bhagidari ka bhi hai. Main Netherlands mein bhartiya samuday ke sabhi sathiyon se kahunga aap Bharat mein zyada se zyada sahyog badhaye. Isse Bharat ka samarth bhi badhega aur aapke investment par return bhi zyada milega.
Prime Minister Modi said the warmth and enthusiasm of the gathering made him feel he is attending a festival in India. He described The Hague as a living symbol of India-Netherlands friendship and noted that Dutch leaders consistently praised the contribution of the Indian diaspora. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima of Netherlands during the second leg of his five-nation visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was presented with the historic 11th century Chola copper plates by authorities of Leiden University during his official visit to the Netherlands. The return of the priceless artifacts marked a landmark moment in India-Netherlands cultural cooperation and heritage restitution. The Prime Minister reached the Netherlands on Friday on the second leg of his five-nation tour. After concluding his visit to the Netherlands, Mr. Modi will travel to Sweden today. India and Sweden share a legacy of trade and people-to-people ties spanning over a century rooted in mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and the principle of ahimsa. Today, this relationship is evolving from its cultural foundation into a robust industrial and economic partnership. In a conversation with Akashvani, the ambassador of India to Sweden, Anurag Bhushan, emphasizes that the Prime Minister's upcoming visit is set to further cement the ties between the two nations. Head of Engineering and Product Development at Artifex in Sweden, Per Stenfeldt, expressed optimism about stronger industrial collaboration and greater business opportunities between India and Europe arising from the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement. Electronics manufacturing company Tata Electronics and Dutch semiconductor equipment major ASML have joined hands to enable chip manufacturing in India. The pact was announced during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Netherlands. ASML is known for having a monopoly in a category of lithography equipment, which is critical for production of advanced small-size semiconductors. The government has debunked a video circulating on social media which falsely attributes statements of the Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi regarding Operation Sindoor. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, said that the claim is fake. The unit added that the AI-generated deepfake video is being shared to mislead the public. PIB has also clarified that General Upendra Dwivedi has not made any such statement. The government has also urged citizens not to believe such content and always verify them through official sources. In IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Gujarat Titans by 29 runs wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 248 runs, Gujarat Titans made 218 runs with a loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders posted 247 for 2 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and elected to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.